Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
So it was brought to our attention from the American Society for Microbiology, a study that basically shows that, at least what they kind of looked over, is that the MMR vaccine may provide some protection for COVID, and that may be why we're seeing not as much transmission in children. Can you talk about this in layman's terms, kind of what the study shows?
Sure. So this is an intriguing study that was just recently published in the ASM journal MBio. And they looked at individuals that received the measles, mumps, and rubella vaccine and looked at the antibody responses to the rubella virus or the mumps virus. And depending on how high the levels of those antibodies were, what was the severity of disease due to COVID? And what they found is those individuals that had the highest level of antibodies directed against mumps had the least severe COVID disease. So this is intriguing and suggests, and the key word here is suggests, in this relatively small study, that vaccination with the measles, mumps, and rubella vaccine may confer some protection against severity of disease due to the new coronavirus.
And do you think this kind of solves the question of why kids have been shown pretty much throughout the pandemic to not get the virus, contract the virus, transmit the virus, and nearly as high in numbers as adults? I believe I was reading through this, and it said that kids spread 7 times less than adults at this point.
Yeah, so this doesn't really solve the question of whether younger children are less likely to get infected with the new coronavirus or have less severe disease. It certainly may, and the key word here is may, be a contributing piece. But it's important to note that this was a small study. It was an observational study. And there are prospective ongoing clinical trials now. So if this initial observation holds up, then this may be a strategy that we want to use moving forward, not only to ensure childhood vaccinations with measles, mumps, and rubella vaccine, but as people get older, those antibody levels wane, so it actually may be important consideration to revaccinate older adults as well. But we need to wait for the clinical data. This is preliminary at this point. It's hypothesis generating, but we are not there yet in terms of clearly establishing cause and effect.
It sounds like you are very much hearkening on that point, as you know, people should really not get ahead of themselves and just think that they're immune because, or their children are immune to COVID because they've recently had an MMR vaccine.
Right, absolutely not. I mean, we need to maintain all those public health strategies that we know work and are effective in preventing infection. But I think it's important to note that during this pandemic, there's been variable visits to pediatricians for children to get vaccinations, and that's critically important for those diseases in themselves. And so If this is motivation for parents to make sure that children are updated with all their vaccines, including the MMR vaccine, then that would be great news. And if there's an additional benefit beyond that, then that would be a bonus.
If further studies were to show that MMR vaccine does provide protection against COVID, from a public health perspective, how big is that when, you know, officials are saying that we won't see widespread rollout or distribution of the COVID vaccine for several more months?
Well, unfortunately, I don't think it's going to help us on the short term, because we're not going to have these clinical data before the availability of the first rounds of RNA vaccines, or at least that's what I suspect at this point. Nonetheless, this would be important if this pans out. It doesn't hurt to bolster your immune response on various fronts, and so therefore maybe the level of protection if you get both vaccinated with the specific coronavirus vaccine on top of perhaps, a booster with the MMR vaccine may afford even a higher level of protection. So I think this is an interesting observation. The ongoing clinical studies will be very important, and we may identify yet another tool that could help us in terms of either preventing infection or perhaps severity of disease.
What does a study of this hypothesis look like going forward? And could you provide some sort of timeline for when you think we'll have, I don't want to say definitive results, but a good indication of whether or not MMR protects against COVID?
Yeah, I can't give you a timeline, but the design of such a trial would be to take two groups of individuals in a blinded fashion, so you don't know who gets the MMR vaccine and who does not. And those individuals would ideally have low levels of antibodies to the mumps virus. You go ahead and immunize them and see then if they do get infected, if they have less severe disease, or if there's a difference in the number of individuals that actually get infected. So that's how the trial would work. It would take a large number of individuals, and so it's going to be challenging to get high-quality data that's reliable from such a study. The equivalent vaccine studies that are ongoing right now with the coronavirus vaccine involve 30,000-plus individuals. So my sense is that we're probably going to have some small trials to see if there's some merit into this observational report. And then depending where we're at with the coronavirus vaccines, see if this is something that's worth pursuing or not.
All right, Dr. Russo, is there anything else that you would like to add, anything you think the audience should know?
No, I just like to add there's a little bit of biologic plausibility. One might say, well, why does a vaccine directed against completely different viruses, why could that either prevent the new coronavirus infection or decrease severity of disease? And the biologic plausibility is here is that for the mumps virus, one of the proteins has about 29% what we call homology or similarity to some of the surface proteins on the new coronavirus. That's a fairly low level of homology, but that is sort of the initial basis of why people are speculating if this observation holds up, what may be going on.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh.